In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Feeding of the 5,000 is without a doubt the best known miracle story in the whole Bible. We've heard it all our lives from the time we were little tiny kids. It's also the only miracle story to appear in all four Gospels. And in two of those four Gospels, it appears twice. Jesus feeds 5,000 and Jesus feeds 4,000. So if we're hearing it six times, it's pretty obvious that the Gospel writers thought it was important. But the problem is, we humans, we have trouble accepting miracles for what they are. Things just don't happen out of thin air. Things don't happen for no reason. There's got to be a logical, rational, maybe even a scientific explanation for these so-called miracles. But those people who were there that day, those people who were fed by Jesus that day, they knew it was a bona fide miracle. Before today, they had heard the stories of their ancestors and how God fed his people in various miraculous ways, how manna fell from the sky to sustain Israel in the wilderness, or how Elijah had been fed bread and meat by ravens to stay alive, or Elisha, in a story not unlike the one we just heard this morning, feeds 100 soldiers with 20 barley loaves and a few ears of corn. Now, these folks gathered with Jesus today, they knew a sign from God when they saw one. But for some reason, the disciples didn't. For some reason, the disciples didn't catch on when Jesus told them to just feed the folks. And Philip gives voice to what all the disciples are thinking. Where are we going to buy bread to feed these people? Well, being oblivious to the mathematics of grace, Philip just gets out his pocket calculator and gives Jesus the bad news. 6 months' wages won't buy enough bread for each of them to get even a little bit, Jesus, so you might as well just call it a day and send them home. Even Andrew, he at least finds a little boy with 5 scaly fish and 2 stale loaves of bread, but he's not exactly positive either. And he says, well, but what is that among so many people? Fortunately, Jesus works out of abundance and not out of scarcity. And you know what happens next. In the Eucharistic fashion, Jesus took the bread, blessed the bread, broke the bread, and gave the bread. And those 5 little fish and 2 loaves of bread fed 5,000 people with 12 baskets of leftovers. 12 baskets of leftovers. We get so focused on the miracle of the feeding 5,000 people with next to nothing, we forget about the leftovers. The sentence about those leftovers is almost an afterthought to most of us, a throwaway sentence, if you will. What happened to the leftovers? Anybody ever thought about that? We get so caught up in the 5,000. What happened with all those leftovers? We don't know. They don't tell us. I would posit to you that it means the miracle's not over. In John's gospel, there are no accidents. In John's gospel, everything has a deeper meaning and a purpose. The bread of life and the life of Christ are one and the same. Jesus is the bread of life. And 12 is not a randomly selected number either. It had a significant meaning for the first readers of John. In the Old Testament, in the very beginning, there were the 12 tribes of Israel. There are 12 disciples of Christ. And there's 12 baskets of leftovers, enough for each disciple to have a basket. The disciples are soon going to be responsible for spreading the word. And they're going to need the bread of life to tell that story. And they will share the bread with those they tell the story to. And then the next generation will share that same bread, and so forth and so on, until we come to here this morning. You see, the story isn't over. The power of this miracle continues to this very day. Every Sunday, the miracle which happened on that mountainside over 2,000 years ago happens here in this very church. Each Sunday, we come to sit down on the mountainside of the Sea of Tiberias and join the crowd that needs to be fed. And the bread we share here each week finds its origin in one of those 12 baskets of sacred leftovers. And those baskets have never been empty. Not since the day Jesus fed 5,000 with next to nothing, turning scarcity into abundance. All God asks is that we do the same with what we have, no matter how little we think it is. We don't have to feed the entire crowd, and we don't have to fix all the problems of the world. We just have to do our part. We have to help the afflicted in our community. We have to help those who can't help themselves. We have to help provide a decent meal to people and a warm place to sleep in those cold winter months. Giving something of ourselves might not seem like much when the well of need is so very deep. But because God is God, God will take care of the rest. God will turn scarcity into abundance. So here's your good news this morning. No one will ever go hungry in this sacred place. There will always be food on that table, and there will always be enough for everyone. And I promise you, there will always be sacred leftovers. Amen.